This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news today that the car service Uber is giving up on competing head-to-head in China with its competition there. There's news that China-based Didi Tuxing is buying Uber's China operations for as much as $35 billion. But Uber will now own a slice of Didi, and Uber's CEO will get a spot on the Chinese company's board. Celia Hatton is the Asia-Pacific regional editor for our editorial partners at the BBC. Good morning, Celia.
Good morning.
So Uber, super rich, cash rich, why might they throw in the towel like this in China?
Well, basically, they were up against an incredibly dominant local rival, Didi Chuxing, which by most accounts owned about between 80 and 90% of this massive Chinese market. And it just looked like Uber was just burning through too much cash. Its investors were pushing it to get out of China. And I think it realized it was, you know, Didi Chuxing was too much of a competitor.
And if we talk about Didi Chuxing a little bit here, and they've attracted money from, for instance, Apple.
That's right. They got $1 billion in an investment from Apple earlier this year. Yeah, Didi Chuxing, it's actually itself the product of a merger in 2015. It used to be two much smaller companies, Didi Dachua and Kuaidi Dachua. These were two very popular ride-hailing apps, and they were just very quick to market. They were operating in China before Uber came in, and Uber just simply really couldn't catch up. It really couldn't, you know, spark the imaginations of many young people who are glued to their phones in China.
Now, we should point out that Uber has not given up on the idea of profits from China. They have a stake in all this.
Yeah, that's right. So Uber investors will get about a 5.79% stake in the newly merged company, which is equivalent to about an almost 18% economic stake in Didi Chuxing. Now, you know, people I've spoken to are pointing out that, you know, this actually is quite a good deal for Uber. They'll probably profit quite a bit from this. There's, you know, slated to make millions, if not billions, from this deal in the future. And many people are pointing to a similar deal in the past in which Yahoo got a stake in the online platform Alibaba, and Yahoo financially did very well out of that deal. Many people are saying this deal is an equivalent.
It was one of the main things that Yahoo ended up with, was that stake in Alibaba. Celia Hatton at the BBC. Thank you.
Thank you.